Blog Talk Radio.
You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between. You gotta spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, have faith. A pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene.
Hi, we want to thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio and welcome you to Positively Affirmative. This is the show where we affirm you, our listening audience, with education, information, and resources in the areas of self-care, career development, business building, and wealth consciousness challenges and solutions. I am your host, Katrina Jones, Prosperity Life Coach of Satari Life Skills Institute, along with your co-host, Monica Renee, of Topics and Issues. How are you, Monica?
I'm good. How are you, Katrina?
I'm good. I'm good, Monica. Monica, I am
was
there.
Wondering.
Say that again.
How was London?
London was awesome. It was awesome. And, you know, we'll have to do a show. Maybe we'll devote next week's show, to talk about, you know, a lot of the learning that that I experienced when I was there. But it was absolutely dynamic. Absolutely dynamic.
Okay.
But, Monica, I am especially excited about our show today. And I want to say that we are pleased to welcome our special guest, actress and talk show host, Sabrina McPherson. And I know, Monica, that she is a friend of yours, and you two have been friends for some years. So I think that it's only fitting that you do the honors of properly introducing our guest.
Okay, well, I do want to tell the guests a little bit about Sabrina. I met Sabrina back in 2008. We were going to the Ohio Center for Broadcasting. And talking to Sabrina, she was just really motivating to me. Sabrina left a job where she was making $40,000 a year to pursue her dream. So she went ahead on and went to the Ohio Center for Broadcasting. After graduating from the Ohio Center for Broadcasting, she was a co-host of New City View. She also did some hosting with Austin Carr with More Bounce. And then she actually produced her own segment, Five Things for Women. Then after that, she kind of ventured off into acting. So she started off doing little extra work. She did some extra work on the Avengers, Fun Size, and I, Alex Cross. Then she snagged her own lead role. She actually starred in Cleveland, I Love You, If Joy Comes, and also a film called Crystal Teardrops. And last year she also starred in the stage play The Bridge of No Return. So she's been doing a lot, and she has a lot of upcoming projects. So I thought it would be a good idea for us to bring her on the show.
All I can say is, wow. Wow. You know, Sabrina, we want to welcome you to our show. And Monica, you know, she and I were talking, and we thought that it would really be a good idea to have you come on because, you know, there are so many people out here who want to pursue their dreams and don't know or don't have the faith or courage or, you know, whatever that thing is that makes us take that leap, they don't have it. So I want to start off by asking you, what made you decide to quit your job and pursue a career in acting?
Well, at the time I was 24 years old. And I had been in banking it was going on 5 years at that time. And I realized that, you know, I was going in every day and, you know, it wasn't fulfilling enough to me. So I was seeking for something that was more like, you know, that was kind of ever-changing. That would allow me to be more of a free spirit, not sitting in the office all day. And I also realized that I wasn't growing there. Like, you know, my destiny as far as my career was in somebody else's hands. You know what I mean? You know, you kind of had drama in the workplace and that whole thing. And I was just like, okay, this is not working for me. And I just wasn't happy there. And I also realized as far as, like, the income, although I had went from being a teller to a small business specialist, I started making more money as a small business specialist. And when I started making more money, it seemed like I had less money. It just was not enough. And I knew at that point in time that I was like, okay, this is decent money, but it's just not enough. If I continue on here, I'm just going to be stuck. So I had to just take that leap of faith and just get out there. So I was kind of inspired by some different friends and things that were around me at the time who kept saying, and these were people who didn't even know each other, and they would be like, you need to be like on TV, you need to be a host, or you need to be this or this and that. And I was like, really? You know, I didn't even think this was not like something I thought of being as a child, you know. So kind of hearing them say this, and I'm like, it's funny that people who don't even know each other say the same things about me. And I started to look into that, and then I decided to go visit the Ohio Center for Broadcasting one day, and 3 months later, I resigned, and that was that.
Wow. So let me ask you, so when you left your job, was it planned, or was it impromptu, or?
Well, it was kind of, like I said, when I decided to go visit the Ohio Center for Broadcasting, I was actually trying to stay at my job, but I was going to go back into being a teller again, and I was going to see if I could go part-time. But they act like they couldn't give me a position. There were plenty of teller positions available, but they said they act like they didn't want to place me at the branches. So I was like, well, okay. So I knew that once I started school, I would have to focus on internship school, but I still wanted to work part-time, you know. And since they couldn't place me, I took those 3 months, and I was just like, well, okay, if I don't have anything by then, I'm still leaving. I was stubborn like that.
Wow.
So I said, I'm still leaving. And so it was, you know, it was kind of a combination of both. It was planned and impromptu because it was nothing that I had thought of for years and years. It was just within a matter of months, I was like, okay, this is it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
so Katrina... Sabrina is one of my dearest, dearest friends, and I talk to her a lot, you know, about the stuff that I'm trying to pursue and the goals that I'm trying to obtain. Sabrina, my question for you is, what kind of advice can you give to someone that, you know, wants to pursue their dreams, but they're kind of scared of leaving that job like you did, you know, because of fear of failure?
I mean, life is a risk. Every day that you pull out your driveway and go to work, it's a risk. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like if you're really serious about it and you want to pursue something, you just got to try it. I mean, you may not be able to be aggressive enough to just quit your job or something like that, but start it part-time. Just start doing tidbits. I mean, if you want to start a bakery shop, then start making things, bringing it to work, and selling it to people there, and just allow yourself to grow from that. You know what I mean? But you just got to start somewhere. Don't just let your dreams and your passions just lie dormant. You know, you got to, whatever approach it is that you take, you just got to kind of dive into it. Like I said, some people may not be in a position to just leave their job, you know. But whatever you feel, any outlet that you have, you got to take advantage of it.
Wow. And so sometimes you have sometimes you have to do it being afraid.
Yeah, I mean, all the time. That's just life, period.
Wow. What did your family and friends think about your quitting your job and going after your dreams? You know, were they supportive?
I had more people that were supportive than others. I had a lot of people who just didn't say anything, so I don't know what they thought. But I did have some people who felt like, you know, why are you leaving that job? Or why are you, you know, you need to stay there, that banking job. And people sort of realize that although I work around a lot of money, I'm not making a whole lot of money. Like, this job is not really doing a whole lot for me. And, you know, I'm a single mom as well. So, and I was then. So, you know, I'm just like, this is just not getting me where I deserve to be, you know. So
So, mm-hmm. I mean, there are people who are supportive, you know, but I think that in the back of some of their minds, they were still like, well, what is she going to do? But I didn't ask them for anything. I didn't, hey, I was just like, I'm not, you know, I just did what I had to do. And I think they were inspired by that, like, well, she isn't, you know, struggling or anything like that. I just went on to the next thing. When I left my job, I actually didn't even have anything lined up. I just had faith, and that was it. And I knew that something convenient for me going back to school and doing my internships and stuff, me being a waitress or something like that, would be more suitable because of the flexible hours. So I ended up finding something like that, and I just, you know, I just kept selling on.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Sabrina, you started with broadcasting. That's what first started everything. So what kind of mm-hmm. interests you in broadcasting?
Well, like I was saying, just because, for one, it has so many facets to it. I mean, just because you may like editing, but you may find yourself liking videography or being actually a host or something like that. There's so many different elements to broadcasting. And, Monica, we worked together at the Village as an internship. We had
mm-hmm.
our hands on some of everything. So it's just so many different
mm-hmm.
facets to it. But like I said, it was just it was just something that I felt like was ever-changing, something that I felt like I could get up and be inspired to do. Another thing that kind of inspired me to go for broadcasting is that I knew that if I put myself in a position where I could reach out to young girls and just the youth and,
mm-hmm.
and for to gain their respect. I mean, sometimes they won't listen to somebody just off the street, but if I could put myself in a position
mm-hmm.
where, you know, I had a voice, I felt like I would be able to do it from that angle as well. So that was another thing that kind of motivated me to go into an arena like that.
That's very interesting. You know, when I think about broadcasting and I think about acting, you know, there are some similarities, but then there are, you know, a lot of differences. So I want to ask you, what interested you in acting?
Well, the acting aspect of it, I kind of actually thought that they, as far as being a host and everything, I thought
mm-hmm.
they went hand in hand. Only
okay.
because with acting, you know, you do different activities and you learn different things just about stage presence and how to interact and how to improv and things like that. You know, you can be caught off guard sometimes, even in hosting. So I just felt like, I was like, well, both of these involve being on TV. And so, you know, why not, although I'm known to broadcast from school, why not go and see if I can get any more, you know, skills under my belt as far as the acting. And actually, once I started taking the acting classes, I really, really, really took a liking to that way more than even the broadcasting.
Okay.
I really took a liking to that way more than, you know, way more than being, you know, hosting. So that's where I'm like, okay, this is the niche. I finally found that one piece.
Okay.
Well, Sabrina, what's your favorite thing about being in front of the camera?
Just being able to experience different things that I probably would never do or say in real life. Just being able to pretty much walk in somebody else's shoes. I think that's exciting. You know, being on a set of something that you, like, I'll probably never go to this place in real life, but I'm on set doing it. You know, it just kind of puts me in that. It allows me to experience different things and different elements. So I can really appreciate that.
You know,
so
that's really
different, because I know, I'm sorry, Katrina. I know that you've done on-camera work as well as a stage play. So what's the difference between those two?
You know, I used to think it was a really, really big difference, but it seems that, like, a lot of stage plays that I do see, it's like the characters are bigger. They have to do, you know, motions bigger just so the back of the audience can see them. With acting on film, it's you do things more subtle because the camera's going to pick up every single thing, whereas when you're on stage, you know, if you can do something subtle, but a lot of people might miss it because they just can't see up front that well. But film is just much more subtle. And it you do a lot in one day. Like, you may be on set for, like, 24 hours, but with a stage play, you rehearse for, say, 2 hours a couple times a week, and then you do the play, and that's that. And then what I do like about the stage play is that you really get the feedback from the audience, and it kind of has you, you know, your adrenaline rushing, and it makes you want to do better because you please them. You hear them laugh, so it's like you want to make them laugh more, and, you know, you get to interact with the audience. Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, Sabrina, when I was listening to you talk about being in front of a camera and, you know, being in a scene where this is a place that I may not be in ever going real life, but I can be here now, it made me think of visualization, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and the power of visualization, the power of being able to transport yourself to different places, you know, whether
mm-hmm.
mentally or physically or spiritually.
Right.
That was, mm-hmm, that's interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, Sabrina, being an artist and an entrepreneur, where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
I see myself really, really, really working and landing some major lead roles. I see myself still living in Cleveland, but being able to commute, working in L.A., working in Chicago, working in Atlanta, different places that, you know, where film and theater are really, really huge at. I see myself beyond being an artist, you know, married, maybe
okay.
another child,
mm-hmm.
in the house
mm-hmm.
of my dreams, you know, that whole thing. But as far as being an artist, I just really see myself being, like, full-fledged, surrounded by powerful people who are, you know, really uplifting and who believe in me enough to kind of help me grow and hone my skills and be successful as an actress.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sabrina, I know at the beginning of the show I kind of ran down some of the projects that you've worked on so far. Can you let the listeners know about any of your upcoming projects that I forgot to mention?
Oh, yeah. Well, right now I'm gearing up to perform at the Hanna Theater. That's going to be in December 21st through the 23rd. And it's a stage play called A Son is Given, and it's an urban ballet. So it's like
mm-hmm.
a contemporary story of the nativity story. So it's actually through my church, New Community Bible Fellowship, but it's not going to be at the church. It's going to be at the Hanna Theater. So we're doing 4 shows, and this, I think, is going to be really, really, really great. And I'm also gearing up as well for a project. It's a one-woman show that I'm rehearsing for. That'll be done next year. So, and, there's no definite date yet, but I'm looking to do it actually on the West Coast because the guy, James Hinton, who's writing it for me, he is actually going to, he's just moved to the West Coast. And as we talked, we decided that it'd probably be more feasible to do it in, like, Arizona, maybe Vegas, San Francisco, Los Angeles area. So that's another thing. But some of the projects that I've already filmed that have not been released yet, Cleveland, I Love You, which is a really, really, really interesting, like I love the trailer when I see it. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't wait to see the movie. What it is 11 vignettes, love stories based out of Cleveland, and they're, like, all different. Like, you may have domestic violence, you may have love and war, you know, just all type of different things. And they put all of these short stories together into one feature film, and that film has Robin Swoboda, Leon Bibb, Dizzy Phillips, Gillian Jacobs, some people who are, like, really, really, like, if you search them on IMDb, you'd be like, oh, okay, so it's some names in there. And then mm-hmm. I have another movie that I'm in called Winners, where I played the girlfriend of Glenn Plummer, who is most people know as OG Bobby Johnson. And I played his girlfriend in that one. So both of those will be released next year. So I'm excited about that because, I mean, a lot of people feel like, you know, when they hear I'm an actress, they be like, you live in Cleveland? You know, they're so shocked that my resume has literally grown, and I'm just thankful for it because I'm like, you know, although I'm here, I'm just taking advantage of the opportunities that I have, you know, while I'm here in town. So those are some things that are coming up. in the near future.
Very nice, very nice. You know, Monica was telling me, and as I looked at your resume, that I don't know if this were or are, a talk show host, and that you, and I don't know if it's that you have or you had a talk show called Five Things for Women. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Mm-hmm. Five Things for Women was like a short segment that it aired on the Village Television. And what it was, it was just pretty much like a 2-minute segment, and I would come on and do a weekly thing, and it would run all week. And I would let, say, for instance, I pick a certain topic, five things that you can do, that you can use peroxide for or something like that, and I would just give a list of those five things, you know, like unique things that you could use peroxide for. And each week it was just something new, and it was, you know, like a motivational piece for women, very informational. So I wrote and produced it, and but you know, for unforeseen reasons with this television station and everything, we had to kind of shut it down and everything. But yeah, that was going on for a while as well. But it was nice. It was good to just kind of have my own kind of little piece, like my little baby. You know, it wasn't a 30-minute show, but it was just that leading into something greater. So
nice.
Yep, that was Five Things for Women.
Okay, very nice. Well, tell us, how can our listeners see your work or find out more about you?
Okay. Well, actually, if they go to Facebook, they can search me under Actress Sabrina McPherson. And McPherson is spelled McPherson. So Actress Sabrina McPherson. Or they can follow me on Twitter at Bree Loves Acting. Or they can Google me. Probably Google me, and then it'll take them to some different links and things like that. And if they want to see, like if Joy Comes is a short film that I did that actually aired at the Cleveland Urban Film Festival, and it was on a big screen, so I was really excited about that. If you Google If Joy Comes, I mean, don't Google it. Go to YouTube and search If Joy Comes, and if you want to see Crystal Teardrops, you can go to Vimeo.com, and that's another one that also aired at the Cleveland Film Festival. And a lot of people really like those films. And you can find Crystal Teardrops. Crystal spelled C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, Crystal Teardrops. So you can find that on Vimeo.com.
Very nice.
Okay. And Sabrina, I want to ask you a question. Like I said, Katrina, me and Sabrina are really good friends. And actually, if it wasn't for Sabrina, I would have kind of given up on my dreams. Because after we had graduated broadcasting school, you know, Sabrina would go up to the Village, the TV station, and she used to be like, Monica, come up here. And I'm like, oh, no, Sabrina, I'm not going up there. Nothing's going to happen. But eventually, Sabrina motivated me enough to actually go up there and start getting stuff done. And then this is why I'm here today, you know, actually still doing broadcasting, still pursuing my dreams. Sabrina, I want to just ask you, what keeps you motivated? What keeps you inspired?
I just feel like failure is not an option, and I just feel like, I mean, I'm happy, like, acting and things like this, when I'm called to go on set or I get a call back for a movie or even when it's just a casting call, I'm just excited about it. I feel good about it. That's that one thing where they say that if you would do it for free, you know that's what you love or you know that's your passion. That's my thing that I would do for free. Now, you know, and I've done it for free. Now I'm like, okay, can I get a few dollars? But it's that thing that I enjoy so much. Like, I don't care how long I'm on set or whatever the case is, I love being there. And I tend to be a person, I'm going to be honest, who, like any other job, I might run a couple of minutes late or something like that, but when it comes to acting, I'm on time. I'm like, hey, I have to be there. I want to see what's going on. You know, I don't want to miss a beat with it. And I just, another thing that keeps me motivated is just the feedback and the response I get from people who see my work and who really start to, like, oh, you know, this was really good or whatever the case may be. Just the fact that I know I can do this. Like, I just believe in myself, and I believe that you know, if I stick with it, then I can go far with it.
Wow. And when you talk, I can just hear the passion.
The passion.
Yeah, I can just hear it. And that is awesome. That is awesome. That is very awesome. Sabrina, do you have any last words for anyone in our listening audience who, you know, may be interested in pursuing their dreams and, you know, don't know how to take the first step? Do you have any, you know, words for someone like that?
I just want to say that whatever it is that you want to do, sometimes you just have to dive in, start doing your research, start, you know, getting around like-minded people, people that can help you. People that motivate you and can show you some different things. You just gotta do it. It's priceless. I mean, it's nothing like just waking up and doing something that you love. I don't care how major it is or how simple it is. It's a great feeling and it's so rewarding. And I feel like whoever you are out there who has been holding back, you know, you deserve to live the life that you want to live. You know, as long as it's not hurting anybody else and harming anybody, go for it. I mean, I just can't even express it anymore. It's because there's so many different things I know that everybody wants to do. Like, I may want to be an actress, this person may want to be an astronaut, but you know what? You can be an astronaut. Go for it. I mean, that's just it. I mean, just position yourself to be able to do it. You know, if money is an issue or something like that, you know, again, there are other avenues. Like another thing that I do is I had been seeking like a home-based business or something because, of course, with acting, you want to have that freedom and flexibility. And so now I'm a part of, you know, a home-based business, which would actually probably be another good topic to talk about, but something where you allowing other people to leverage you and you position yourself to where your money is now working for you and you're not working for your money. So
yes,
it's just
ma'am.
Like it's so many different things. Start looking into different ways to be able to support yourself so that you can focus on your dreams because it's a good feeling. It really, really is.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you have to make a sacrifice, because I did, I made sacrifices. I had went and started. I was worked at a coffee shop. I did a little bit of bartending. I did what I had to do, but you know what? I'm not mad. I was happy doing it. I had freedom and flexibility. I wasn't putting 40 hours into somebody else's business that was not benefiting me long term.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and I'm going to be honest, like, to take it to another level. Whatever this jobs or these jobs and stuff, there is no security these days. So use them as a stepping stone. And while you're there, start lining up stuff for yourself. Start lining up things for yourself, whether you have to do it take a couple hours a night on your weekdays or the weekends or whatever the case may be, and start positioning yourself to pursue your dreams and stop fulfilling somebody else's because that's not rewarding.
Yes.
That was beautiful. Mm-hmm. And wisdom, you know, wise words to live by.
Mm-hmm.
Sabrina, you know, we just want to thank you so very much for honoring us enough to be on Positively Affirmative. And, you know, feel free to come back anytime. And we wish you much luck and much success in all of your future endeavors. And
well,
thank you, Monica.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And thank you, Monica, for, you know, suggesting that we bring her onto the show.
Yes, I really enjoyed it. Thanks, Sabrina, for coming.
Yes.
Thank you, Monica.
We want to thank you, our listening audience, for tuning in to another edition of Positively Affirmative, where we support you and where we affirm you. If you like our show, tell a friend. If there's something we can do better, or show topics you'd like us to discuss, let us know by visiting our show page at blogtalkradio.com, Prosperity Life Coach. We want to thank you for listening, and we want to invite you to come back next week for another edition of Positively Affirmative. All right, Monica and Sabrina, you two have a great week.
You as well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Don't
mess with Mr. In Between. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.